Chapter 15. We were so close I could taste it. Want to know what else I could taste in that room, waiting for the moment to strike? Hold on, let me get there. The short answer is pussy, but not yet. When the women had finished their conversation and strategizing, Charm nuzzled up next to me, head on my chest. We lay on the bed in this room that the resistance had provided, her fingers moving along my shirt, circling my nipple, and she smiled.
You know, I don't want you and another woman.
I know. She stared up at me, eyes moving across my face as if studying it, trying to memorize every detail.
Wouldn't it be great if this could go on forever?
Fighting and worrying for my life? I laughed. No! She pulled back slightly.
How about change your attitude, mister? You think of it that way, of course it'll feel like shit.
Twitch laughed, checking her screens and making adjustments, as she sometimes did. Whatever it was that she spent her time adjusting, she wouldn't take the time to explain, so I'd given up asking. I don't see how else I could think of it. That's the situation. It is what it is.
Or...
Charm reached down and grabbed me by the balls, causing me to pull back and hit my head on the wall. She laughed, but kept her hand there, moving a finger to caress the area just below, almost at my asshole.
You could think of it as a grand adventure with two of the most beautiful women alive. Two women, I might add, who give you immense amounts of pleasure.
I gulped. One of you does, anyway, I joked, but regretted it as she squeezed. Not too hard, but enough to remind me who held the power here. Joking, joking, Twitch glanced over at me, then leaned against the wall. She grinned. There was something about her expression that I couldn't quite decide if I liked or was terrified of.
Sounds like a challenge to me,
Twitch said.
Challenge?
Charm asked, glancing over. As she caught on, her smile widened and she turned back to me with a wide Cheshire Cat-style grin.
Ooh, that sort of challenge.
Instantly, she was pulling off my pants, so fast that the action knocked me over onto my back and I conked my head again. Ah, careful, I hissed, but she was pulling off my boxer briefs now and grabbed my cock. With a laugh, she turned to Twitch and said,
I win.
It wasn't a race.
She frowned, then stepped forward and placed her hand above Charm's so that one hand covered my base, the other the rest of my shaft. My cock's head stuck out, barely, and Twitch smiled at me as she started small strokes that caused Charm's hand to move too. Full coverage. And it felt great. I was going to be swollen and sore, but it was worth it.
I was thinking of something different,
Twitch stated, and the look of hunger in her eyes almost scared me.
Immense amounts of pleasure, but what have we been working on here? Teamwork. Maybe you were joking. Maybe one of us brings you more joy than the other, but together...
Now she turned to Charm, continuing to stroke my cock with one hand and using her other to slap the younger woman's ass. Charm mouthed,
oh,
looked at me as if for permission, and then her eyes went wide as Twitch's hand moved between her legs. I shrugged in an I'm curious to see where this goes sort of way, and Charm took that as a sign. She turned to Twitch, pulling off the woman's shirt and started licking her breasts, caressing them, rubbing her face across them. Twitch placed one hand on Charm's head, fingers only pausing for a moment as they brushed across those fox ears, while her free hand continued to play with me. I sat up, but Twitch waved a finger at me, then took Charm by the chin and guided her head back down to my cock. Apparently Twitch had a thing for watching the woman go down on me. She stripped as Charm grabbed my shaft and licked my balls, and my eyes darted from her enjoying the action to Twitch, fully nude now, walking over to me.
This is a variation on the 69,
she said, and then turned so that her ass was facing me, before lowering herself down to her knees, putting her beautiful pussy right in my face. At least the woman knew what she wanted. She also knew what I wanted, because eating her pussy turned me on to new levels. As my tongue entered her, moving along the lips of her and then working to find her clit, she bent over and started helping Charm. That meant four hands were on my hips and reaching under to grab my ass, one mouth on my balls, the other taking my cock in its fullness. I imagined this modified 69 had a name, but hoped that if it didn't, they'd name it after me someday. It was perfect, and when Twitch started squirming, I felt my muscles tightening, a warmth flooding my cock. Not yet, I told myself. This had to last. I pushed gently, guiding Twitch off of me, then glanced at Charm, wondering if she was ready to go all the way yet. She apparently got my drift and looked away. Fine, no pressure. I laid back and said, Charm, get behind her. Twitch looked uncertain for a moment, but she wasn't backing down. As she wiped saliva from her mouth, she straddled me, sliding my cock into her. Her eyes closed and my back arched, and she started moving, slowly. Charm slid out of her clothes, then came up behind her, kneeling and rocking with the motion. First, her hands came around front and moved along her breasts, giving me quite the show. Then one moved down and massaged Twitch's clit while she rode me, the other moving down between them to cup my balls. Holy, holy, oh my. I tried to shut up, but this was probably the hottest thing I'd ever experienced, and the pleasure coursing through my body was like fire and ice, too much to handle. Then it was releasing, and at that moment Twitch's eyes went wide as Charm did something else, her hand no longer on my balls. I tried to see, and figured the woman's finger was now in Twitch's ass. I laughed, but it was at the same time as my orgasm hit. Suddenly, I was there, laughing and coming, body twitching and hips jolting. More laughing, more throbbing and shots of cum, and Twitch couldn't take it anymore either. She was pressed against me, hands grabbing my arms and teeth biting my chest as she made a valiant effort to avoid screaming. And then I was even wetter down there as she squirted, and I imagine some of my cum came back out onto me. Finally, Twitch pulled herself back up, huge breasts in my face, and she slapped the other woman's hand away, out of her ass, and let out one last long moan before rolling off of my cock and lying on the floor, chest heaving with her heavy breathing.
Fuck!
She said, then turned to me with eyes that seemed to stare right past me in too much pleasure to focus. Charm still sat between my spread legs, looking down at my cock for a second, then said,
It's not going down yet.
Sometimes it doesn't right away, I admitted. She considered that, then moved up me until her clit was pressed against my hard shaft, and she started grinding against me. I was sensitive as hell, each movement sending another spasm of bliss up my body. It almost hurt, but felt damn good, too. And the pleasure it was bringing her was priceless, judging by her closed eyes and the way her mouth was slightly open, oscillating between her chin jutting forward and biting her lip.
Why don't you just fuck him?
Twitch said in a tired voice.
Take that huge cock and slide it in. Ride it till you die, or come, whichever happens first. Stop playing around.
No,
Charm said, then repeated it lower, almost in a whisper.
No, no, no.
And then she was saying,
Yes!
Through clenched teeth. For a moment, I thought she was going to slide my cock inside of her, but then she finished with one tension-filled movement, her cute little abs tensing and her perky breasts there, so perfect, her nipples sticking out hard as she reached up, ran her hands through her hair, and sighed. Don't stop, I said, feeling a second orgasm coming on. Sure enough, with one more thrust of her hips and the movement of her moist pussy across my shaft, I came again, this time all over my stomach. She clicked her tongue, smiled in a devilish way, and then started licking it off. I was stuck between being disgusted and totally turned on. Good girls didn't do this, but supervillains? Supervillains were apparently super freaks, even the so-called virgin ones.
Teamwork,
Twitch said, rolling over to watch.
See what it can accomplish?
You were hot as fuck,
Charm said, pausing to look up at Twitch.
Yeah, about the whole, you know, finger thing.
Twitch frowned, then shrugged.
It was...
The next part she mumbled.
Kinda hot, too.
No shit?
Charm said, holding up her finger and looking at it.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm surprised. No shit.
She showed us her finger was clean, and I groaned. Can we just have a moment here? I asked, and laughed. You too. Charm grinned, waving her finger at me as she said,
You wanted it too, huh?
No, I quickly replied. I mean, no thanks. What you two did was definitely enough.
Well, if you ever want a little spice.
I propped myself up on my elbows, watching as she leaned on me, breasts pressed against my cock. What? I mean, why?
The no sex thing,
Twitch said, helping me out.
What's going on with that?
Just...
Charm pulled back, her tail wrapping around herself. She caressed it like a pet, and then shrugged.
It's not like I really have a reason, just that all this other stuff doesn't feel real, you know? It's like pleasure, having fun. But that, it's the real deal.
Huh,
Twitch said, considering.
Oddly, I feel the opposite. Like, it's just good old fucking. But the minute I use my mouth, there's something more there. Some emotions.
Both of us stared at her for a moment, and then I said, But you did use your mouth. Down there, just now. Twitch cracked her neck, glanced away, and then shrugged. You're feeling emotion for me? I asked.
Fuck you.
She stood, starting to dress, and I started to stand, too. But my energy was so drained, I fell right back down. Instead, I sat, leaning against the wall, and Charm followed, head on my shoulder this time as she caressed my softening cock. It didn't feel like the right time, but I wasn't about to stop her either. Twitch.
Stop.
Twitch said, turning to me as she pulled up her pants. I couldn't help watching the way her breasts fell down as she reached for her shirt or moved as she stood again. Perfection. But we needed to talk. I know it hasn't been very long, I admitted. But I have feelings for both of you, too. Of course I do. Do you think we'd be able to be so intimate otherwise? Maybe at first it was more fun, curiosity, whatever. But come on. There are definitely emotions involved from my side. I just didn't realize it was happening on yours, too. Twitch considered me, then turned away to pull on her shirt.
I have feelings for you,
Charm told me, her finger flicking my cock back and forth playfully. Thank you, I said, turning to kiss her on the forehead on instinct. It was quick, a reaction, but after I'd done it, I felt like everything had changed. Like she was my girlfriend. What did that make Twitch? Were they both my girlfriends?
Maybe,
Twitch started, now dressed and staring down at us, both nude, Charm now having moved on from playing with my little soldier to wrapping her arms around me in adoration.
Maybe when this is all over, we can talk about emotions.
A sudden thought hit me, one that seemed so obvious. Two women, plus everything else going on? Naturally, emotions were going to get complicated. How would I feel if it were vice versa? Was now the time to bring this up? They had initiated the threesome, though, so maybe I was wrong. Would discussing it just turn them against me? For now, I decided to table that thought and let things happen, but maybe ask them separately later. Maybe it was a stupid idea. I couldn't tell. All of this was so new to me, so different. It was like I'd gone through a portal to another world. Oh, yeah, I kind of had, only it was more of a stargate to another galaxy, or so Jin had said. Jin. I'd almost forgotten about him. What would he think if he saw this? Maybe that I wasn't hero material. Then again, what else would superheroes do all day when they weren't saving the world? All that power, energy, stamina? Maybe kinky powers that could be used in the bedroom? Of course they did what we were doing now. They were natural fucking machines.
What's going on in that mind of yours?
Charm asked, and I only then realized that she too was up, starting to dress. Oh, nothing.
I doubt that,
she said with a laugh, then stopped, glanced over at the shower, and said,
I guess we should rinse.
Probably a good idea. I started to stand, and she helped me up.
So, you were saying earlier, did I change your mind? Or did we?
At first, I was confused by the question, then got it. Ah, about this lasting forever. With a deep breath and realization about how I felt on the subject, I nodded. You know, it wouldn't be so bad. She punched me right in the chest, then walked off to the shower.
You can wait until I'm done, then.
I didn't mean it like that, I protested, but she was already in the shower, water running. Twitch was frowning, then pressed on her pants.
Why didn't anyone remind me to rinse before dressing?
For a moment, I stared at her, then realized it was awkward and looked at my feet, only then remembering I was still nude. My hands went to my crotch, covering myself.
What?
She asked, amused by my sudden modesty. I was serious, you know. All of this is so overwhelming. It's hard to sit down and think about normal things lately. She nodded.
Exactly why I said we should discuss it after. Until then, we do what we have to in order to survive. To turn this situation around.
I nodded, gave her a forced smile, and then headed for the shower.
Didn't she say to wait?
Twitch asked. Yeah, but I figure if you come, she'll forgive me. Twitch frowned, then grinned and started to undress again.
You really think you can get it up?
Oh, come on, pervert, I replied with a laugh. I just think we should all help clean each other in a very normal, non-sexual way.
So, you want to take the fun out of it?
She said with a mock pout. Let's just take it one step at a time, I replied, starting to get an idea of how much energy this woman had built up inside her. Keeping up with both of them was going to be a challenge. One, I was going to do my best to deal with. Oh, hell, who was I kidding? This was fucking awesome. Even though my dick wouldn't respond to them both starting to rinse each other and me, I loved it. When I stepped back to watch them start fingering each other and kissing each other's breasts, all I could think was, damn. For a place that had at first felt like hell, it sure was my idea of heaven.